Okay, so after a recent break for a couple of weeks, I'd like to welcome you all back to our latest Talk of Trent Bridge podcast. This week with us to start the Vitality Blast campaign against the Bears at Trent Bridge. It's a T20 special, of course. And joining me for the T20 special is our two overseas players, our club captain, Dan Christian and Ish Sodhi. Lads, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming on this morning. And welcome back to the country.
Thanks, Fletch. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Ish, number one in the world, mate. Number one spin in the world you were this winter. That's incredible, isn't it? It's an incredible achievement.
Yeah, it's something I guess you don't really expect when you're out there and you're trying to perform your best. And I guess when it does come up, you kind of do sit back and think, you know, it's nice to be ranked with that kind of top five bowlers in the world and something like that. And I think, I guess it's just a product of all the hard work that I put in over the past year or so. Once I left Trent Bridge especially, I think I had a good look at my game and found some good improvements where I could, and hopefully I can continue to do that this year as well.
Well, as we said, DC, you'll know this as well, very well, that this is probably one of the hardest places to come and bowl as a, you know, a T20, one day bowler, isn't it, in the world, would you say?
Easily, yeah. We only saw last week that even that one day score where the English got 480.
The
opposition. Just goes to show how good a wicket it is and how small the ground is once someone gets going, it's pretty hard to stop them. So Ish did a fantastic job for us last year, even though he probably thinks his stats don't really reflect that. He took some really important wickets for us, and it's great to have him back.
It's great to have you back, mate. What year is this? Four?
This is my fourth season.
Fourth season. You've been here longer than me. You've been here ages, haven't you? Is this your favourite club out of all the clubs you played for?
Yeah, easily.
Is it really?
Yeah, I've had a fantastic time.
That is amazing. And you're with us next year as well, aren't you?
Back for 2 years, which is lovely. So, made some really good friends here, and I love playing here at Trent Bridge.
And you made some good memories, haven't you?
Made some memories too.
You like making memories, don't you?
I like making memories, mate.
We made some memories, didn't we? Thursday night-ish.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't see you down then.
We had
a good blowout, didn't we?
Might have been there. You wouldn't remember it.
That's why he's eating strawberries now. Listeners, we brought a punnet of strawberries in this morning.
Detox.
Very healthy, yeah. Right, lads, let's talk a bit about this Vitality Blast this year. The first game tomorrow night here at Trent Bridge, the best ground in the country. What do you expect? What are you expecting? You both play this competition now. What are we expecting this year?
Well, I guess, you know, teams are going to come here and kind of try to exploit our strengths as much as they can, because they've obviously seen us be really successful last year. So I'd say the planning will be even better than what it was last year. I think they'll try to find every weakness that they perceive that we have. So I guess you just expect teams to come harder. Personally, I think teams are going to come harder at us, especially over here, because they know that we play a game a certain way. I think they'll try to match us as well.
DC?
The weather's been fantastic, so we should have a great crowd.
Yeah.
And we've been traditionally pretty slow starters in the T20s. I think we lost the first one last year, lost the first one the year before that, and so hopefully we can hit the ground running. We had a good practice game out at Grantham yesterday, and the boys all did pretty well. So hopefully we can hit the ground running.
Is there anything different you want to bring across to the team this year? You are the captain. You know, you're a very experienced T20 player. You've played for a number of years now. Is there anything different we can do this year to give us that bit of an edge on other teams?
I don't think so. Only to keep improving. I know that sounds pretty cliche, but we were great last year, and I think we were great the year before, despite losing that semi-final against Northants. So I reckon we've been the best team in the comp for a couple of years, pretty comfortably. So,
and lads, you both played in the IPL this winter, didn't you? I wanted to get this in. What is that competition like compared to our English T20? Is it the next level above, or are we anywhere near that sort of standard of cricket, or is that just the top? Is that the Champions League of cricket?
It's the top, yeah.
Is it?
It's pretty awesome. You've got the best players from every country in the world all together playing in the one competition for 6 weeks or 7 weeks, whatever it is. It's brilliant. You're playing against, you know, AB de Villiers and Virat Kohli and Joss Butler and MS Dhoni and name them. They just keep rolling out of you every game. There's never an easy game. It's a pretty extraordinary comp.
Ish, you were late into the tournament, weren't you? You got a call. Where was you when you got this call?
Well, kind of similar to the situation of what we had on Thursday night, Fletch.
What, you were in Rock City, was you?
Yeah, in Nottingham. I came over
should've
for
told an me, mate. I would have come and meet you.
early inspection, actually. Yeah. No, I was actually out and had a couple of brews with a few friends, and I actually got a call, which I didn't really believe. I mean, it was like 1 a.m, so I didn't really expect it to be a real call. But got the call to say that young Afghanistani got injured. His name was Zahir Khan. I think he was a really gun left arm leg spinner for Rajasthan.
Yeah.
But no, it was nice to have that opportunity and get over there and experience the IPL like DC said. It was fantastic to be a part of. And definitely when you're challenging some of the best players in the world day in, day out, I think it does help improve your game a lot. And you know, I was really lucky to have some world-class players in my team as well, so I could always kind of pick their brains and just be bowling to them in the net. So I think you always get better.
So we're saying he will slot into the top order when he'll be opening the batting if he's going to play. Where do you see yourself? You know, over the last few years, you've sort of floated around for the situation of the game. Are you going to do this pretty similar this year? Because you know you're quite effective when you come in and you know around the 12, 13 overs, aren't you? Is that what you want to do this year, or do you want to try and get in there early?
No, I'd probably do something pretty similar, I think, mate. Probably had my most success when we've set a bit of a platform and I'm able to come in and slog a few at the end on the back of that. So I'll be listed in the middle order somewhere, and you know, hopefully the boys can get us off to a good start. And yeah, I'll try and come in around that sort of 10th, 12th, 13th, and see how we go.
Yeah, well, mate, I'll tell you what, it's nice to see you back this year. Last time I seen you, you had a black eye from the trophy that you picked up at Edgbaston, didn't you? Mm. You got a good shiner off that woman, didn't you?
It was a good one.
It was a good one. We had a bit of a stinker in that comp last year. I got belted on the head, you got in the eye. Lummy didn't play, did he? Lummy was done. Greg Smith retired. BT's gone. So, yeah, it's a new team. And the good thing about a new, you know, when you do lose some senior players, like I said, it gives opportunities for some of the young lads. Have you had experience to see a few of the young lads? Jack Blatherwick, Luke Ward, a few of these lads, are they anywhere near the setup?
Yeah, the last couple of weeks I've played a couple of second team games, which has been good, and seen some of those guys come through. Will Frayne, Jack Blatherwick, Billy Root's come on strength to strength. He obviously played most of the season last year, if not all of the season for us last year, and it's great to see him you know, improving and getting better and better. Yeah. Tom Moore's season's been extraordinary as well, the way he's come on. Gave him that opportunity last year, and Chris Reid sat out last year of the 2020s, and Tom played, and he's obviously been on fire this year so far, absolutely killing it all form. So he'll certainly be one to watch in the T20s, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. Matt Carter as well, ish. You know, being a spinner as well. I know you're a leg spinner. Have you seen much of Matt Carter? I know he didn't feature last year much in the competition, but you know, what are your thoughts on him? Big tall bowler.
Mm. Yeah, like last year during the T20s, I think there were a couple of championship games that I got to, you know, train with them in the nets while the boys were playing these four-day cricket, you know, that red ball stuff. And yeah, he's fantastic. You know, he's just so tall, gets a lot of bounce, but he actually gets a lot of revs on the ball as well. So, So he's always kind of asking questions around that off stump because he drifts the ball away. And then I guess if there's any hint of a footmark, I think he's really dangerous, especially if he's bouncing the ball from that height. And he's obviously had a lot of success in all the forms that he's played this year. Mm. And so even at Grantham yesterday, you know, bowled in the T20 and he just showed some really, really good consistency bowling in T20 cricket. So
he seems to hit the bat awkwardly. He seems to hit the top of the bat because he's so tall. He gets a lot of bounce, obviously. And the one day as he played here, some of the pitches were helpful to spin. But he seems to hit the bat. Is that difficult from a batsman's point of view, DC, when you've got such a tall bowler?
Yeah, for sure. It's because with most spinners, you feel like if they're a normal height, you can either run down the wicket at them or you can, you know, try and get back. But that you just when someone's really tall, it changes your perception of the length. So, like you say, he's done pretty well in the one day. So that'll be a bit of a selection headache for Morsey and
the right surface. You know,
other
could,
guys
could get him in, couldn't you?
Mm, yeah, for sure.
But I mean, he's had a bit of a setback with his thumb, hasn't he? In the championship game at Essex, so we wish him the best recovery. But you know, like I say, he should be well. Hopefully, he'll be in and around the squad. Put him on a pitch like Durham, where Durham's quite a big outfield, could be very handy there.
Yeah, for sure, particularly on the bigger ground. So we'll see how we go at Trent Bridge and what we come up with.
Okay, lads, let's talk a bit about the crowds here at Trent Bridge. You both played in the Big Bash, didn't you? You have, wasn't it? You took 6 for.
Yeah, only a small.
What did you get? 6 for 10.
6 for 11.
You got 6 from the Big Bash, dude.
Nah, just a 5. Couple of 5s.
Yeah, so you played the Big Bash. You played the New Zealand. Have you played New Zealand?
I haven't, no.
No. You played IPL. I don't know where else you played. You played anywhere else?
CPL.
CPL. You played the CPL?
Totally not.
How did the crowd here at Trent Bridge match up to them places you play cricket? I'll ask you both this question. It'll be good to get your answers.
I reckon it's something that DC said the other day. I think because the crowd's so close to the ground, I guess you have a bit more of a personal involvement with the people at the ground. You know, some of them you remember from the last game and they're always in the same spot and things like that. But say in India, when there's 60,000 people in Kolkata, you can't see anyone's face. You can't really hear what's going on. It's just, really loud noise. Mm. And then the Big Bash, I found that it was... you know, a lot of family-based crowds. I think majority of the crowds are children and families and things like that. So I guess everywhere has its own different dynamic, but I think Trent Bridge is just a bunch of traditional cricket lovers, and they come out in their strides to come watch us play. And I think the level of excitement that you get watching cricket at Trent Bridge, I think, draws the crowds in even more so.
Yeah. DC?
Yeah, the crowds here, yeah, like Ish said, like I said the other day, the crowds are quite close to the ground here. So you, even though it's only there's only 14,000 here when it's packed, or 15,000 or so, yeah, it just seems like there's a lot more
seems
people.
Like there's a lot more, don't there, with the noise. Mm-hmm. I mean, we played at the Royal London game against Warwickshire. It was at Trent Bridge, but I think it was £1 a ticket, and there was 14,000 then. But it does seem like about 25. It's so, I think, because it's on top of you, isn't it? What are you expecting in this competition, DC?
I'm expecting to win it.
You're expected to win it
again.
So win the trophy again.
Yep.
Ish.
Yeah, same. You know, I think winning championships is quite tough, but I guess, you know, retaining them is even harder. So I think the challenge of retaining it's really, I guess, one that I really want to achieve as well.
Let's go and win it. Lads, thanks for having your time. Thanks for coming on the podcast number 10. Yeah, thanks for all your for listening. I think it's podcast number 10. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, Ish. Thanks, Dan, for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Fletch. Cheers, Fletch.